Hey there, this is Even More Mashed Up, the show where two very manly men with very manly beards sit and talk about things involving pop culture. I'm Alan.
And I'm Patrick. Not that you can see our beards.
No, but it's good that people know that we have beards.
Yes. So, unfortunately, our regular podcast this week is being interrupted by Snowpocalypse 2017.
You'll remember several weeks ago we did a show, right, where the snow was really, really slippery.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, it was an 8.5 on the slippery index.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Do you even pay attention
to
the show that we do?
Generally not.
We were here nonetheless.
Yes.
So you know it's bad.
It's bad if we're not
there. If Alan and Patrick are not showing up,
right.
Like it's ugly.
But we didn't want to leave our listeners hanging.
No, we don't leave anybody hanging.
So we thought we'd take another of our discussions from the radio show and put it up as this week's podcast.
Now, when we do this, we only pick the best of the best.
Yes.
Like, not any old radio show can make it.
That is correct.
The one we just did has no chance of ever
not at all
making it.
Yes.
But this one was good.
Yes.
It was all about the Batman.
The Lego Batman.
Well, inspired by the Lego Batman, but covers more ground than just that.
That's true. So enjoy our discussion of all things Batman.
We'll be back sometime. Maybe. Legit.
Well, hey, now what? I understand that reference.
See what he did there, Kendra?
Got it.
It's called closing the loop.
Yep. You are too deeply immersed in the assessment culture, my friend.
You think? Because I use phrases like closing the loop, unironically.
In your personal life, you know? So you're talking about loop closing stuff.
Yeah, let's not talk about loop closing in my personal life. It feels like that's getting into some naughty territory.
Hey,
but Jing, hey.
Hello, FCC.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good.
We're not real.
We dodged that bullet.
How'd we dodge it?
We didn't say anything. We left it to the viewers' or listeners' imagination.
That's
not how you dodge a bullet.
It's totally how you dodge a bullet.
That's how you make more bullets to dodge.
No. I grab the person next to me and throw them in front of me. That is how I dodge the bullet.
Hero shield.
You're going to be really quick.
I am very quick.
Would you do that with a baby?
I am cat. No. Baby's
okay,
too small.
Only an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So you wouldn't use a baby as a human shield? Only because it's not big enough to
protect you. Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, well, that requires I have to have the baby in the right spot.
Well, you're not that big.
I'm bigger than a baby.
But like a toddler.
Well, you didn't say a toddler. You said a baby.
Even a toddler's not that big.
Like a fat baby? Like it's a fat baby, you know? So, but again, you're not concerned about sacrificing the baby to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're afraid the baby's not big enough to save your life.
From an efficiency standpoint, yes.
Yes.
That is not an efficient human shield.
Right. You'd rather get a larger human shield.
Well, it can't be too large because I've got to pull them in front of me. If they're too larger than me, I can't move them.
Right.
So there's like a perfect amount.
Yeah.
Like what do you think the perfect size human shield is?
I don't know. Someone slightly larger than me.
Okay.
So that they sort of cover my entire girth.
So Richard would be a good choice.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes.
All right. That's what I'm sure it's not.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it either.
We're all looking around the studio.
Yeah, we're all looking around like,
hey, who's
grabbing? Yeah, who's the human shield? What a surprise. It's Richard.
It's Richard.
Note to self, Mashy for human shield.
That's right. Best human shield.
Yeah. Goes to Richard.
Baby not available.
Best human shield. Parentheses untested.
Yeah. That's true.
So far as we know.
We'd have to get the posthumous Mashy for the one that was tested.
Yeah.
Wow, this show's gotten dark.
Which Happy President's
sense.
Day.
Yeah. is it just me, or does President's Day not have the same kind of zip it once had?
To be fair, it never really had a lot of zip. But what zip it had has pretty much been drained out.
It doesn't help that we still have to work today.
President's Day is like my third favorite holiday.
Really? Behind what?
Christmas.
Okay.
That's one.
And Thanksgiving.
And then President's Day.
Yeah.
Not St. Patrick's Day.
Really weird.
No, Christmas was number one.
I mean, not Halloween, not...
Have you seen how they trick-or-treat out here? No way.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Absolutely not.
4th of July? Like I knew that before I said it.
I've never cared for President's Day.
I know.
It just seemed like a thing to say.
Cinco de Mayo?
We've got a president.
Yeah, I mean,
that's good.
That's all I was doing.
Yeah. I mean, also, it would help if we got off from work.
The political.
But yeah, no, whatever zip President's Day had.
Yeah, you always say you love it.
Yeah.
Except whatever, when I don't.
Whatever zip President's Day had, kind of, it's lost its luster.
Would you say it's zipless?
Kind of.
No zazz?
Yeah.
No zazz?
No, no zip. Got lots of zazz.
Does it have zazz?
Well, he's the serial killer on Gotham, and it feels like that's appropriate.
Oh, I like where you're going there. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Democracy being murdered in front of us.
Wow.
Is that too on the nose?
This show is really
dark.
Democracy murdered in front of us. Patrick Hamilton.
So this might be a good time to mention that both you and I are fighting off colds, and we've been pretty miserable for the last 5 or 6 days.
No, it's true, and dorm life is not easy when everybody's sick.
Oh, God, no. That's like a germ factory.
I
refer to my students as germ factories, but that is a literal germ factory.
Now, there's like 70 guys over there with us.
Yeah, so
like,
and that's all communal bathrooms and...
Yep.
Yeah, sweaty, like that's got to be just a petri dish.
Wait, what was
germs.
That? Sweaty like that? What did you say?
Sweaty bathrooms? I think I might have meant to say hallways.
Sweaty like that? And I'm like, sweaty like...
I imagine I imagine there's like a dank...
A what?
No.
Like it's got a certain dank.
Like a...
Dank is not...
Like a basement.
Yeah.
Kind of a dankness to it. Yeah.
The dank.
Sweaty like that.
It's like sweaty like that.
That sounds like hip-hop lyrics. Sweaty like that. Sweaty like
I'm
that.
I'm so going to write my sweaty like that rap.
It's got some nasty dank.
Note to self. Sweaty like that by The Dank.
Is that what you're going to call yourself? I think you gave yourself a new nickname.
Yeah.
The Dank.
The Dank or Little Dank.
Lil Dank.
Lil Dank.
Lil.
Wow.
Lil Dank.
Wowie.
I'm surprised how quickly you're embracing.
P-Danky.
P-Danky.
Oh, that's sad and amazing at the same time.
Oh, man.
You never know where the opening banter is going to go.
You never know.
And how long it's going to take Kendra to give up. And that is Kendra's
I have given up.
Up.
You know what she looks like? She's thinking, that's ridiculous.
Oh, really?
She actually smiled at that one.
Did she smile or did she almost throw up? I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, it was a little bit of both.
That's kind of where my humor aims.
Yeah.
We don't aim very high.
A little bit of throw up, a little bit of funny.
The Alan Austin story.
or
the story of the mashup.
The mashup, yeah.
Not the podcast.
No.
That is a quality show.
The P-Dank story.
We do a podcast.
This hurts.
Even More Mashed Up.
Yes.
Available at Podbean and iTunes.
That's right.
Whatever.
Recording tomorrow?
Yes.
The end of the Oscar trilogy.
Yes. Oh, which, by the way, we were thinking that this episode could be made into a podcast for when we're on spring break.
That's right. It's
like we
be
did over
the
Christmas break.
Spring break.
What? Oh, this radio show.
This radio show,
yeah.
Yes.
I thought you meant the podcast tomorrow. Like,
no.
It's already a podcast.
No, this show.
Yeah, this show.
By this show,
I meant this show. Not that show.
This show hasn't happened yet, so let's wait till it's finished before we make that kind of decision.
Oh, it's going to be quality.
It's been made.
Can you not tell from this opening segment?
Can you tell where we're at right now?
This is solid stuff.
That's right. So you're,
nobody can tell where we're at right now.
I want to be clear. You're okay with you talking about babies as human shields.
Totally fine.
No. Yeah. He's saying babies wouldn't be human shields because they're too small.
Exactly. Saving the baby.
But that's okay.
It's totally fine.
You're not really saving the baby.
Sure we are.
You're only not using the baby because it's not efficient enough.
And thus saving the baby.
Yeah. Baby does not...
Does that count as saving?
Sure
it
does.
It doesn't feel like you're actually saving a baby.
You know what's really good is when you turn away from the mic but still talk.
Yeah. People can really hear you when you do
that.
That
was good.
Like, people can't hear me? I love King's X. Connor.
Wow.
Connor is really good at King's X.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you do not need to tell the audience that.
Love me some King's X.
Really?
Yep.
And I love me some Hall & Oates. Newsflash at 11.
Who?
Speaking of things we love,
guys who do high school cafeteria shows.
No.
Oatmeal. What do we love?
No. Best versions of Batman.
You love oatmeal. I love oatmeal too.
I like oatmeal.
Oh, I love oatmeal.
I like oatmeal.
Good whole grain oatmeal.
As a kid, I had
sugar.
It so many times.
I like the brown sugar.
Oh, brown sugar.
Brown
on top
sugar
of oatmeal.
Yeah.
Is the best.
No. I get the brown sugar and maple.
No.
Oatmeal.
Oh, that's
no,
totally
no,
polluted. You want. Fresh oatmeal, real oatmeal with a little pure brown sugar on top.
No.
Apples and cinnamon.
No,
they don't make the...
That's not even oatmeal. You guys are eating nothing but a bag full of chemicals.
Yeah, but they don't
make...
Yeah,
I know.
No,
yeah,
it's
that's
not...
the point.
Well, we're American. That's what we eat.
No. It's oatmeal. It's natural.
No, but not after they've all processed it up.
It's not processed. This is the healthy oatmeal.
This is the healthy processed
well,
oatmeal.
Plain oatmeal is not good.
Plain oatmeal is great when you put a little sugar on top.
That's nasty.
Just a little bit of sugar.
There's no sugar in the apple and cinnamon weight control oatmeal.
Weight control?
weight
you know what
control.
Sounds good? Weight control.
Well, when I was doing the whole life challenge with my sisters, that was the only oatmeal I could have because I couldn't have things with added sugar, and that has no added sugar.
Eat regular oatmeal. It's just oats.
Why would I do that?
Exactly.
Yeah. I could eat a bag of oats, I could eat apple and cinnamon oats.
Which one will I do?
Apple
living in America is really hard.
Yeah. Can we talk about Batman now?
Let's talk about, you know what he likes for breakfast? Oatmeal.
I think he likes lobster thermidor for every meal.
That was in the movie.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
See? I'm sort of tying it all back.
I see what you're trying to do.
So, but before we actually get into talking about Lego Batman.
Right, because the show's about Lego Batman, but why start with it?
But we should talk about Batman in general. And I found a list.
We should work on our transitions in and out.
From Wired.
It's going to become a podcast.
I was doing a pretty good transition there, I thought.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, right.
I was just talking right over you.
Right up until you brought up the transition issue. Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking out loud.
So last year.
Yes.
Wired came out with a list of the best Batman.
Wired or Weird?
It was wired.
What was the criteria?
They didn't have criteria.
Seriously? Like, we're going to worry about criteria?
Well, because ultimately they had them all ranked number one, which was kind of stupid. So I just went with, like, the list in the order that they had. All
right.
So here's the order.
So is Christian Bale first, like on Rotten Tomatoes?
No.
Because I did research, too.
No. Michael Keaton was first.
Yes!
Michael Keaton gets a lot of love. He would not be my number one, but he definitely deserves some credit. He's better as Birdman.
He is. It's funny that he went from Batman to Birdman, and now he's in Spider-Man playing Vulture.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of interesting, given how Birdman was kind
funny,
of...
Ha ha, but...
Funny, ironic.
Funny in, like, how life works out.
Yeah. Funny, ironic.
Yeah.
It's a fun-rinny.
Fun-ironic?
No, I don't like that.
You-runny.
Yep. I don't like that.
So,
yeah, they had Michael Keaton number one.
Okay. Keaton's classic, right? There's nothing wrong with... He should be near the top.
He should be. Well, and again, for me, Keaton is, like, the one...
Yeah.
That hasn't really kind of turned into a parody of itself. Like, people still kind of respect Keaton.
Yeah.
Right. But he got out when The Getting was good.
He did. Oh, he, yes.
Like, by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So number two was Christian Bale.
Overrated. Overrated. Like,
I figured you would say that.
The whole Nolan trilogy is... Not that he was bad, but I can name three better Batman.
Well, see,
off the top of my
head. He had just stayed... As Batman in Batman Begins, it would have been fine.
Yes.
But particularly in terms of the voice, like the later movies, he just turns into such a parody of himself.
Yes, no, I agree.
And
I
the
agree.
Gravelly voice. Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Not to mention the totally impolitic positions he
takes.
Yes,
that too.
You don't really believe that. You're so dismayed. You're like, yeah, that
I totally
too.
Do.
Can we move on, please?
We've talked about that, like, I don't know how many times on the show.
I think people want more.
I don't think they do. Number three.
Yes.
Ben Affleck.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Ben Affleck is a terrible Batman.
Okay. Really?
He's pudgy.
He is kind of pudgy. Well, he's supposed to be kind of pudgy, out of shape Batman.
Why?
Because he's supposed to be like the Dark Knight Batman, that's kind of beaten up and not all that he used to be.
He's fine looking.
But he fights awfully well for a guy that's pretty pudgy.
Well, that would be the Zack Snyder effect.
Dude, are you seriously drinking into the microphone?
I think he is, because I just heard.
Because we could all hear it, right?
We could all hear it.
I'm going to get some monster. Thump.
I bounced the mic when I moved.
Oh, is there a microphone right here in front of my face?
Yeah. So number four.
Wait, are we done with
Ben Affleck?
Yes. Martha.
I mean.
I don't know. Was it Sam J. No, it was Lawrence Fishburne. Gets him right in the heart.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a meaningful moment, like when people connect over there.
So number four is George Clooney.
Ugh.
I think Clooney gets knocked down too far.
See, I actually think Clooney was not a great Batman, but I thought he was a great Bruce Wayne.
Can I say I never saw that movie?
Oh, I did.
Of course you did.
Oh, that movie's terrible.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it.
I've told you the story that I was dating a girl at the time, and she wanted to go see it with me. I was like, yeah, I'm going to see this by myself because I don't want you judging me by this movie. And then I saw it, and I was like, yeah, no, we're not going to see this together because this is terrible.
How'd that work out?
Hence, here we are.
Yeah, exactly.
You should take her to the movie. Is that like a Sliding Doors kind of moment where, had you taken her to the movie, like your entire life trajectory would have gone a different direction?
Who knows? Hard to say.
Wow.
Is it?
So what you're saying is Batman and Robin might have ruined my life.
No, your embarrassment about Batman and Robin might have ruined your life.
No, I want to blame Batman and Robin, not myself.
No, but the...
Spoken like a true nerd.
Different would have happened.
Possibly. But
right?
It's all Batman and Robin's fault. If it had been a better movie, I would not have been embarrassed. So it ultimately goes back to the movie.
In his defense, it is a pretty bad movie.
So number five, and I think this is where you're going to disagree.
But back to Clooney.
Moving on. Oh, yes, back to Clooney.
We've not even talked about him. We've talked about your dating life.
Well, okay.
Which I'm sure people think is riveting stuff, but...
It is.
You haven't even said bat nipples.
I wasn't planning on saying...
Oh, come on. You had bat nipples in there somewhere.
No. No, it did not.
That doesn't sound right, does it?
it doesn't.
You're on a roll
it's
today.
It's weird.
Let me tell you.
I'm telling you, dorm life is catching up with me this week.
So I think this is where you're going to be most offended. Number five, Adam West.
Why am I offended by that?
That he should be much higher.
Absolutely.
I think he and Clooney are both kind of these campy Batman that kind of fit together.
Right, but Adam West is intentionally campy, Clooney less so.
Have you heard me talk about Ghost Rider?
Oh, God.
Do I distinguish in any way between intentional and unintentional camp?
No.
Wait, was Ghost Rider not intentional?
Camp is better.
Sometimes you feel like some camp, sometimes you don't. Ghost Rider's got camp. Batman don't.
What was that?
I worked on a lot of levels. It was the old Mounds commercial.
The old you don't know the theme song?
The old Almond Joy commercial?
No.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't because. I can't remember the rest of it.
I don't remember the rest of it either.
And then Val Kilmer was last.
No, no, you haven't even gotten to some of the best.
Well, they left out Kevin Conroy, who should be up there at number one.
What about the Louis G. Wilson Batman?
Is that the one from the serial?
Yes.
Dead bottom.
No, he's dead terrible. Top. That no. guy is badass. That is...
No.
No?
No. I don't think you know.
Badass,
oh,
come on.
God.
Man, badass, bat nipples. You really seem to be...
That was the whole...
Whole bat body.
This was the. This is all you were waiting for this entire segment.
Exactly.
That you don't care. Your come page on. Is a blank.
That guy
you
is sitting behind that wooden desk in his bat cave.
His bat cave with like a bat.
Bats kind of go by. Come on, that guy
it's
is
a cave
best.
And it has bats. Awesome. It's a bat cave.
Greatest Batman.
No, Kevin Conroy from the animated series
we
is the best
Batman. We
didn't
even get to the Lego Batman, who might be the best
a good
Batman
point.
Ever made.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Of course not. You don't like that film.
I know I like the film, but I guess we'll talk about that in the next segment.
So you've never seen the Nicolas Cage
no.
meme?
No. We should point out you're talking about Nick Cage, not right. like just some cage.
It just seemed like everybody knew that.
No.
That's the way Bobby talked about it. No. I may be a little more hip, though, than the booth.
Possibly.
Anyway, back to Lego Batman.
Yes.
So what was the song you were singing in Brink?
Ghost
Rider?
Yeah, we already covered that song, I think, on air.
Did we? Because
yep.
it actually segues really neatly to a question Vicky has about the Batman movie.
Okay. Do you want to ask that question?
I do.
All right. Ask away.
So Vicky says, as we're watching the film,
uh-huh.
that when Batman goes to the Batcave for the first time,
uh-huh.
after defeating all the villains.
Correct.
And he puts on kind of the robe.
Yes.
And he's riding the elevator up.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky says that you can see a lot of Batman.
Mm.
Like, you can see a lot
yeah.
of Batman.
Right.
You can see his...
Bat package?
His bat pack. Yeah.
His
bat
presence,
package.
How he affects the world, what do you...
What? No idea what that means. Bat package made sense.
Yeah, it did.
You can see his presence.
Yes.
How he affects the world. How is that a euphemism for his, you know...
Bat boys?
Yeah, it's bat stuff. So, did you see his bat stuff?
I did not see
Vicky
it.
Vicky is absolutely convinced you can see his bat stuff just hanging out all over
I don't
the place.
Think so. Because Legos don't have
yeah,
stuff.
Like,
yeah, I know, but sometimes...
And I doubt they would add it for that particular scene.
Though, there it was, it did weird. Have some surprisingly adult humor at times.
It did.
Like
so,
the line about when Dick Grayson is like, my name's Richard, but, you know, the kids at school call me Dick. And Batman's like, kids can be cruel. Like, whoa. That was...
I'm not sure that's really adult humor.
No.
That's about fourth grade humor.
It's adult language.
Also, kids can be cruel.
Richard is Dick. Hey, come
yeah.
on. That's not...
Yeah.
So that's adult humor.
That seemed adult-ish.
Because they made a Richard joke.
They didn't make a Richard joke.
That hurts me deep inside.
They made another joke.
What kind of joke did they make? Never mind.
Yeah. Let's
so anyway, so
seriously.
You couldn't see it?
No, I did not see anything.
See, she actually...
Was he looking?
She insisted she did, and she says that since Legos are made that way...
Made what way?
Well, like, if you kind of look at them, like, when they're not wearing pants...
Uh-huh.
They have a different kind of color in that region.
They do, but I think like when yeah. Robin is wearing like just his short pants, like those are his short shorts.
Right. But
so I think that's probably what Vicky
Legos
is mistaking.
Are made that way. She thinks the filmmaker snuck something in. It's like a Disney thing.
I don't think so. I didn't see anything.
It's a bat phallus.
When I go to see it again,
yeah.
I will look out for the bat phallus.
Ask the kids sitting next to you. Hey, kids.
No.
When you see Batman in his room.
No.
Just yell at the theater.
No.
There it is. I can see it.
I see his.
So that was one of the questions you
the
wanted. That was one of the questions you wanted to ask about the movie.
Well, Vicky wanted to know because okay. I told her I didn't see it.
Okay.
But she and.
And you guys can't Google this or like look it up online.
Well, we looked it up and there's nobody.
Yeah,
talking
can you go on the school computers and just Google this up? Can
yeah,
I see Batman's presence and
the
effect
way,
on the world?
The way he affects the world.
Whoops.
Richard broke
just
the headphones.
Broke
literally.
His headphones.
Jesus. Well done. So the professional in here goes to scoot to the other side of the room, forgets he's
okay, wearing
okay,
number
his
one,
headphones.
Number one, I disagree with him being the professional in this room because I'm pretty sure it's Kendra.
It's Kendra. Well, he is professional, though. He has a degree in this.
That doesn't mean anything.
In radio?
What? It means a great deal.
No. He says, having spent 10 minutes repairing his headphones.
But, you know, the key is
Wait, this isn't
repair
working.
Them.
Yeah, this might not be such a great podcast. No. All right. So overall thoughts on the movie: good, bad, indifferent.
I totally loved the film.
I enjoyed
it. I thought it was like just, it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Is it the smartest film I've ever seen? Probably not.
Probably not. No.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
It was. In any film like this, where there's such a barrage of jokes,
mm-hmm.
occasionally they fall flat.
Sure.
But for the most part, like, I thought there was a lot to like about it. What do you think?
I'm a little surprised because, you know, the movie is a lot of Easter eggs, and you generally don't like the Easter eggs.
I tried to ignore the Easter eggs.
Ignore? I'm not sure what it means
exactly
to
what I said,
ignore
sir.
The Easter eggs.
I mean to ignore them.
All right.
Damn it.
You are.
I mean, darn it. Darn. Dag nabbit.
Yeah, that's. It's so much better.
Shucks.
Yeah,
shucks.
No, I enjoyed it. I mean, again, I'd probably have to see it again, but I feel like the Lego movie was probably a little bit better.
I think the Batman movie was better.
Yeah, see, I think, well...
I don't really know, to be honest.
Yeah. The one thing that struck me as odd about the Batman movie was that, you know, it's basically a movie about Batman. You know, kind of like making all the references.
It is?
Yeah, okay.
It's the Batman movie.
The Lego Batman movie.
It is a movie about Batman. Interesting.
As opposed to a movie...
Now we dig deeper.
Yes, now we're going to dig deeper. Yeah. As opposed to being a movie about Legos. And yet the climax at the end kind of hinged on them being Legos when they stacked them their heads together.
Yeah,
it's like this hasn't really been a movie about like his status as a Lego Batman, just as Batman. So that felt a little weird to me. I'm like that wasn't really, you know.
The creators have kind of talked about that
in
the way that they want like all of the Lego movies to kind of have that as part of their universe.
Yeah,
that they're like. Characters, but they're also
I just felt like the Legos. Movie like that doesn't really come out until the end. Like there aren't really jokes about Batman as a Lego figure in the movie until the end. Like it's just about him as Batman. So that was one of the things that struck me as awe. Fair I mean, it's a moment where it's like, ooh, that's like a Lego movie moment.
Yes, a Lego movie moment.
Yeah.
So you know what
I'd like you to ignore that, if at all possible.
Can we go back to the Lego movie?
That was I'm getting ready for my rap. As P. Danky.
P. Danky.
Works on a lot of levels.
Yeah. Good.
So here's one of my favorite parts of it, of course, was like the historic nods throughout to classic Batman.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's actually
they covered pretty much everything.
1943 Batman.
There is. Yeah, they covered everything.
When he showed up, it totally made the movie.
I thought they were just going to do like the major movies. I didn't, and then they went into the comics and then the serial. I was like, oh, we're really digging deep.
I assumed Adam West was kind of where they were going with that kind of stuff.
And
so
then they just kind of kept
the
going.
Batuzzi or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that they worked it all the way back, I thought was pretty impressive.
Well, and that one of the things I found really interesting was the fact that of the various iterations of Batman, it seemed like the show kind of had the most love for the 60s Batman.
Did it have the most love for it, or was that sort of the most marketable? It just felt like it was the easiest place to go because it's so ridiculous.
They kind of make fun of Batman versus Superman. They kind of mock that.
Right.
Like the gestures towards the 60s didn't really seem like mocking the 60s Batman.
Well, they need to mock, I guess. It feels like the humor's kind of built into
it. Yeah, that's true.
To me. But yeah, I thought that part I really liked.
Okay.
Did you like Egghead? I liked it like Egghead showed up.
Egghead. King Tut's in there as well, but Egghead is there. Yep. Yep. I just like that he's throwing eggs at people.
Yeah. Well, what else would he do?
I don't know, because wasn't he a scientist on the show?
Throws eggs at people.
He's just a really smart dude. Was
yeah.
he a scientist?
Yeah, I think he was a scientist.
That was Vincent Price, right?
It was, yeah.
Man, they had some serious
acting
power.
Oh, they had some quality actors on that show.
Batman 66.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. And they had Adam West.
Yes.
So... Yeah.
So now, of the various Easter eggs and references, I asked you to think about, have been my favorite.
I thought for a solid 15 or 20 seconds.
All right. So what was my favorite?
Well, I pondered it.
Okay.
And it took a lot of thought.
Okay.
I had to kind of think it through.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not an easy man to figure
out.
No,
I am not. I am an enigma wrapped in a sweater, wrapped in a beard. And we're back on the mashup. Continuing our discussion of Lego Batman.
Lego Batman.
Just like the 60s Batman, we left you on a cliffhanger.
We did. Will we escape the giant sand timer turned upside down? What do you call a sand timer?
Hourglass?
There you go.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Hourglass turned upside down.
Yeah, the sand timer.
The sand timer. You know what I mean.
Yeah, as opposed to that arm timer.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, so you were trying to guess what my favorite Easter egg in the movie was.
Nightwing. Duh.
No.
Not really?
No. That was actually one of my problems with the movie. Was Nightwing.
You couldn't have been more wrong.
No.
All right, well, what was your favorite Easter egg?
You still have to guess.
I did. Nightwing.
You want to guess again?
No, I do not.
I'm a little hurt. Because the part that made me smile the most,
yes,
were the Super Friends Legos. The fact that they had Black Vulcan and Samurai and Eldorado. Yeah, I was just like, oh my God, I need them. Like, they need to come out with that set.
You don't think they will?
I hope to God they will.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't yet, and I'm like, come on. Like, they did a whole...
I might actually
they did
buy
like a
Super Friends
They did set. A blind bag, the Batman, Lego Batman figure set.
Yeah.
But none of those guys are in it. It's all like villains and other alternative versions
that was
of Batman.
Good stuff. That
like
was,
you guys have got to do another one. Like I need the Super Friends, Zan and
like
Jaina.
An Apache Chief too that grows larger.
They didn't show him growing larger. He was just a regular sized dude.
But could they?
Oh yeah, you could do. You could. They do build build a figures. That's the word I'm looking for. Because in the
do you like the small ones or the bigger figs?
The bigger figs.
What's your favorite? The Lil Figs or the Bigga Figs?
But they're called Big Figs. Like the Bane in the Lego Batman movie would be considered
Bigga
a Big
Figs?
Fig.
Like a
Big Fig. I kind of mixed up Big Fig with the Build a Figure.
Is that what that robot used to say on Buck Rogers?
No. Big Don't. Figgy? No. Please stop. Please. Please. Just stop.
I'm going to lose it. There's
stop.
No way I'm going to make it to the
whoa,
end of
whoa,
the
whoa, whoa. Gonna?
Bigga.
Because I'm not sure about your use of the future tense there, my
Biggie,
friend.
Biggie.
So, but yeah. No, the Super Friends, and then I liked the trolling of Suicide Squad.
Yes, that was good.
You know, like when Croc, like, pushes the button on the bomb, he's like, I did something! Like, wow.
Yeah.
And then the whole, you know, get a team of villains to fight a bunch of villains? That's a stupid idea.
Well, it is kind of a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Unless you're drafting a fantasy team, then you definitely want a team of villains.
You want a leader of men is what you want.
You know what I liked best about this Batman?
What?
Is that this Batman captured for me what a real-life Batman would most be like. Like, if there was a real Batman, he would be this guy. He would not be invited to his friends' parties.
No.
He would be exploiting a naive youth into doing dangerous and unseemly things.
As Batman did.
Right?
And will
He would be
do.
Cocky and overconfident.
Mm-hmm.
And he would totally watch Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. The rom-coms.
You complete me.
Yeah, that's so good.
For me, like, it was a very authentic Batman, which is why I would put this among the top of my favorite Batmans.
Yeah, it's in the upper half.
No, it's in the upper third.
Well, there's only like six, dude, so your upper third is
two.
No,
I counted like all the old serial.
Oh,
Batman
all the old serial. Okay, well, that's fine. I still kind of like Keaton's.
Yeah.
I would put 1943 Batman.
No.
And Lego Batman number one.
No, that is ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Because number one is Kevin Conroy from the animated series.
Okay, and
I'll go with you on that one.
How much have you watched?
More than enough.
How much is that?
What have we shown during our talks? Because about that much.
That's right, the 5 minutes.
Yeah, the five minutes we showed.
That's all
that was more than enough.
I watched the full, like, 18 hours of it,
hey,
which is a slight exaggeration.
I had to watch all of the Super Friends.
Super Friends are way higher quality.
After, like, six seasons.
No, come on, you didn't fast forward over Aquaman teaching people how to make like.
Oh no! I just watched the shorts. I didn't even watch those. I just watched the shorts.
Well, you didn't really watch all of them then.
So, what was there's something else I was going to say about that. Now I totally lost it.
There was one more thing I loved about the film while you're thinking about it, and that was all the big name villains.
Yes.
That they pulled out Voldemort and Sauron.
That was a bit of a surprise. Yeah. The one thing, and another thing I found odd is they made the whole big deal about, you know, Batman or Superman sent Zod to the Phantom Zone, and that clue, and then Zod doesn't show up at all. I'm like, where's Zod?
No, you don't want Zod.
That's for the sequel.
Yeah, that was one of the things that also worried me because the whole like cross universe thing.
Yeah,
like half of those characters are already in the Lego Dimensions series, and so it kind of felt a little bit like a Lego Dimensions ad.
Well, the whole movie's kind of an ad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's all to sell.
I don't think that's true. No, it's to make a quality movie to entertain people.
Should we look at your house and what's inside it?
I don't have any of the Lego Batman movie Legos.
Yet.
Anything you didn't like then?
Things that I didn't like.
My list of things I didn't like is nothing. I like the whole thing.
No, there were... My issue with Nightwing...
Yes.
Is... Yeah, what's... The costume they went with bears no resemblance to a Nightwing costume.
But it has a wing. It has wings.
But his cheesy, like, 1980s costume with the pop collar and the deep... Yeah. Like, that thing is... They should have gone with that.
No, I agree.
Like, I was like, that doesn't even look like Nightwing.
They should use that costume today in the comic books.
Oh, no, that costume's terrible.
It is an awesome costume.
But it's
the costume that made Starfire kind of fall in love with him.
It is, but do you remember Starfire's costume? What am I asking? Of course you remember Starfire's costume from
that
era.
I don't remember it. What about it?
I'm sure you do. It was not a good costume. What there was of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you didn't care for Nightwing. I thought you'd love Nightwing.
I liked the reference,
but
I was like...
They actually referenced Nightwing.
They did. I did like that. I like that in One Pot, you see also the...
One Pot. Which Pot?
That was my Boston accent. One Pot.
My favorite Pot.
My favorite Pot. You also see the Batman Beyond costume hanging among the various costumes. So I like that. But yeah, I would have liked a Nightwing costume that looked at all like any of the Nightwing costumes we had had.
It is a little weird.
I did like how Robin glittered, though.
No, the glitter cape?
Yeah.
I like when he's trying to be stealthy. I'm like, that's not going to work. Your cape glitters, dude.
It's awesome. Come on. Everything was awesome about this movie.
You're just daring me to sing the Lego song, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I cannot be baited that everything is awesome. Everything is cool when Batman's part of a team.
Wow, you guys actually know
everything
is
awesome when you're living a dream. I might have seen that movie a few times.
Oh, man. I watch that every night.
Oh, the other thing that I loved about the movie.
There's more.
The 80s music. Cutting Crews, I Just Died in Your Arms.
It's a good song.
Rick Astley, like Michael Jackson's Man in the
Rick
Mirror.
Rick Astley, like, you can't really use Rick Astley, can you? Given the whole Rickroll
thing. I think that was the point. It's like when they're playing him, it's supposed to be them getting Rickrolled.
Oh, I missed that. I thought
so. But yeah, I did like the kind of 80s musical aesthetic of the film.
There's a surprise.
I know.
You do realize now when they make films like this for kids.
Yes.
They include music like that.
Uh-huh.
For you.
No.
To bring your kids
no.
to.
No.
Yes.
Well, then they're wrong because I don't have kids to bring them to you. I win!
They've miscalculated.
Jokes on you. I'm alone.
Jokes on you. I'm the child. Also, I did like the
You showed them.
I did like the Scuttler vehicle when he's telling it to go away and it's like a little dog.
Yeah, he's like...
Also, that the computer is Siri. That was the other thing. I think there were lots of little kind of in-jokey things that I liked.
It was a really funny movie.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Except for Batman's... presence.
I don't think that was there. I think Vicky is mistaking something.
That's the director's cut.
For something.
The director's cut.
Yeah. That's the R-rated Lego Batman.
More like X.
Lego Batman After Dark.
That's a sequel.
Not sure I'd want to see that one.
No. No one would.
You sure you wouldn't pay up?
No, I would not.
If it was free, would you watch it?
No. No. Because number one, Batman only works at night, so he's always after dark. Oh, yeah! That was good. No?
I'm glad you thought it was interesting.
No. We can just ignore that, then. just go ahead and ignore that joke.
You should be a biggie person.
No, I try to be.
So, I read a couple reviews that raised questions.
All right.
You might want to answer.
I am ready to answer questions.
We'll call this the rapid-fire question segment.
Pew-pew! Oh, that was another thing I liked. Whenever they're firing their guns, they're going pew 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 pew.
I like the pew pew. It didn't work so well on the radio, I don't think.
No,
okay. No, because people can't see it.
Pew pew pew.
No, they still can't.
Finger guns.
Still pew, can't pew. See the still can't see them.
Patrick, finger guns, Hamilton.
Pew 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 pew.
All right, so Entertainment Weekly,
yes,
called it raucously joyful. They asked, did Lego just pull off the greatest movie mashup in modern history?
Mm.
Your answer.
The greatest movie mashup. I'm trying to think of other movie mashups.
Repeating the question.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. No, because I think the Lego movie is slightly better, so I'd probably say no foul on that.
Okay.
But not by much.
Fair foul, it's foul.
Oh, okay.
Just asking you questions. You're just answering.
All
right.
No.
No. That's good radio. No.
Rapid fire.
Pew, yes. Pew! Maybe. Which villains didn't make the cut? As they were interviewing... creators, they said they wanted to get Kathy Bates for Misery.
Oh, like for one of the Lego
villains.
Gotcha.
Out, yeah, that comes out. Or Moriarty.
Oh, Moriarty would have been good.
Or characters from Kill Bill or the Gangs of New York.
That might be Kill Bill and Gangs of New York is a little too adult for Lego. They don't like.
Yeah.
Like the only reason we have a Deadpool Lego is that they came out with it years ago before the movie was rated R. So.
Right. So question.
Yes. Though they did have the Matrix guys in there.
Question. What villains would you add?
Oh, from like anywhere?
That seems to be the rule, right?
If there's a Lego, then it's good.
Anything you can make into a Lego. Boy. It could be a minifig or a bigafig.
Or a bigafig.
Yeah, whichever you prefer. Biggie.
They had King Kong. They had Dracula, so they kind of covered the universal monsters.
Not Mummy?
I thought about Mummy, but that would just be like kind of a generic Mummy.
Yeah, boring.
Figure, like nothing really there.
Yep.
They already had Sauron, so can't really go there.
Sauron?
Or Sauron. I'm not sure. They pronounce it weirdly in the Lego Batman movie.
So what are you adding?
I'm thinking. Dr. Doom?
I was going to say Magneto.
Yeah, like they could have done some Marvel guys, but there will never be a Marvel Lego in a Lego Batman movie.
Can't be.
Like that will just quite simply not happen.
How about like Kimberly from Melrose Place? You take her hair off and there's a big scar on the. Come on, it's good.
That would be good. Again, I think that's probably a little too beyond the pale for Lego.
Everybody else is in it.
You should propose as part of like the Lego ideas where you can propose sets. You should propose a Melrose Place set.
Can I do that?
You can propose anything.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
No one's going to listen, but you can propose it.
Oh, no. You got to get 10,000 people to support it. I think you could get 10,000 people to support
that. I bet
that.
I could get 10,000.
Yeah.
Is there a chip set?
No, but there could be.
How about the like Kiss knockoff rock performer from the Chip Show?
Oh, I don't remember that. So, yeah, boy, I'll have to. Moriarty was a good one. That would be a good villain to add.
Yeah. But nothing from the literature that you love? Sam Gamgee?
He's not a villain.
He's a terrible person.
He's
not a terrible person. What's wrong with
he
Sam?
Shave his feet every
Plus,
once in a while.
Plus, none of the hobbits shave their feet.
Yeah, but he's hairy. Hairy dude.
All right. Well, there. Could add some orcs.
Gollum?
Generic orcs.
Yeah, you know, you're still the same milieu. You need to get.
Oh, you know what? You know what they should have had. They should have had Darth Vader, or some stormtroopers.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, Kylo Ren.
Or how about a toxic airborne event? No.
Someone what? Looked up white noise.
No, I read White Noise this summer because Bobby had to.
Really?
Read it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I told you I liked it.
That's right. I vaguely remember.
Remember
that.
Remember, I said this book that you love so much. I finally read. I'm glad it meant something to you.
It did.
Yeah.
Got me right here.
You know, if you had a heart, that would be meaningful.
If I only had a heart.
So, the makers
I could
said
remember
that,
things you told me.
I'd give a...
yeah, you should probably not try the lyrics
one
there.
One of the creators said that his dream would have been to make the movie a musical. Thoughts?
It kind of was a musical.
But the whole, like, a more of a song musical.
No. Oh. That could be interesting.
That would be great.
I mean, there was enough music in there that I think they could have pulled it off.
Yeah. I was hoping for more metal, frankly.
Yeah, the very metal song at the beginning when he goes into overcompensate mode. The metal version of the... Oh, that was another thing. I liked when they did, like, the pow, bam thing in Legos. Yeah. I just wish they hadn't, like, explained it so much prior to it happening. Because they're like, yes, no, we'll get it. Yeah. Have a little faith in your audience.
I thought the best part of the film was when Batman is told by Alfred he has to go to the party.
Oh, and he does the fit.
And he throws a little fit.
He throws
that
a little fit.
So totally me.
Yes.
And Vicky.
No.
Not gonna go. Yeah. No.
That was good. Well, this Batman is basically a child.
There's gonna be a Lego 2 Batman.
I'm sure there
Batman
will.
Batman Lego 2. Good idea.
There's like Lego 2.
Great
Batman.
Idea.
Great idea.
Yeah.
So even though you're lukewarm on the film.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not lukewarm. I liked it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
See, those are all terms that you use when you're not
That's
really
That's not
loving
true.
It.
No. Yeah. No, when I don't really love something, I talk about it like I do Transformers.
No, you're doing that ironically because you love Transformers. We all see through that.
Two movies are terrible.
Michael Bay does not make bad movies.
Yes, he does.
Nope.
No, you're right. He makes awful movies.
He does awfully good movies.
He makes war crimes is what he makes.
War crimes of excellence.
No.
Wait, what?
I just said that as a Quaker. Can I take that one?
Yeah. No, you can't.
I got one final question all right, for you.
I'm ready.
Forbes.
Yes.
I always go to for my entertainment.
No, there's the answer, yes.
No, I didn't. I did have Forbes.
Did you really?
I think I might have. Let's see.
The title, The Lego Batman Movie Puts DC's Extended Universe to Shame. They claim that it's a joyous, hilarious, nonstop ride of witty jokes, epic action, and surprisingly emotional moments.
Okay.
That it is essentially the best DC hero film since the Nolan Bale trilogy.
Well, I know you disagree with that.
Oh, it's better than that.
Exactly, because you hate.
But they're really making the comparison to like Batman versus Superman, a confused slog, Suicide Squad, a jumbled, unfunny mess.
Yes.
Man of Steel, a plodding, overly serious film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think? Do you think it's better than all of that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, of the.
Heck for an argument, but yeah.
You don't even need a Lego Batman to do that. Like, movie.
Man of Steel is kind of the high point of the DC universe.
So wait, we've never ranked the DC films. You'd put that in front of Suicide Squad.
Oh God, yes.
I don't know about
that. I don't.
Man of Steel is a perfectly fine movie.
No, it's a ponderous, boring movie. And finally, Amy Adams.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
I see a lot of things wrong with that.
Yeah.
Oh, Richard just agreed with you.
Amy Adams.
Yes, on Amy Adams.
Oh, that's a veto. there is no way.
Two and two.
There is no
way. You are down a veto.
There is no way I've given up the Amy Adams.
You are
Adams
down
position.
To two vetoes.
No, I will veto Amy Adams.
Not even. No hesitation.
No, like,
that was.
No, there's. look, a man's got to have a moral kind of compass in his
a
life.
Man's got to have a code.
That's right. And there's no way. No.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right.
Batman only has one rule.
Yeah, I guess we are now down to two.
Two each. Two each, yeah.
Although we decided we're going to call them Richard Reversals.
We whatever.
Did. When did we have this discussion?
Oh, this was after the show.
You assume that you make decisions.
Yeah. When did we have this discussion?
I mean, my name's in it, so I assumed I would at least be told it was happening.
Yeah, your name was also in the best Richard Mashey. How'd that turn out for you?
Oh,
boom!
Oh, for those who didn't listen to the radio show, he didn't get the best Richard.
He did not.
Went to
no, no. Yeah, it doesn't matter that I didn't get it. It's that I lost to a dead man.
Not really a dead man. A dead, disgraced.
It works on a few levels.
Man.
Well, keep in mind, our definition
phlebitis.
Our definition of disgraceful presidents has shifted somewhat.
Wow. Fair or foul?
Heading to the end.
Foul.
Yes.
Cannot get here soon enough.
All right, so I've got one.
I got one.
All right, but mine's really good.
I've got four. I've got one that's good, and the other three are not particularly
good. I've got one really good.
Well, who's going to go first?
I am.
I can tell, because you're just pushing ahead. Okay. Like right. Amy Adams at the Oscars.
All right, this is from Jeff Clark.
Gimme, 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 gimme.
Quote.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
The final joke on Wortham is the ability to avoid homoeroticism in the Batman-Robin relationship, while at the same time raising the question by transferring it to the antagonistic relationship between Batman and the Joker.
Wow. So this is the argument about Lego Batman.
No, this is actually about Dark Knight Returns, but it seemed kind of appropriate to Lego Batman. Because that was one of the things I found interesting was the whole,
I
like...
I thought they would talk about Lego Batman.
That's why I chose the quote.
For the second time.
Thank you for explaining my whole purpose.
You're welcome. Explain it again.
Yeah, this is actually one of the essays I had to read for class today, and I'm like, then I read this, and then I went and saw the Lego Batman movie. I'm like, I've got a quote.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things I found really interesting about the movie was the whole kind of relationship.
But how is that a joke on Wortham?
Well, this is about Dark Knight Returns.
So the Dark Knight Returns
is the joke on Wortham.
Joke on Wortham.
Yeah, by, you know,
turning Batman and the Joker
into the relationship as opposed to Batman and Robin, which is what Wortham related to. So it's basically, dodging Wortham, but also still getting to do what Wortham was complaining about.
Right, to kind of snub your nose at Wortham.
And it was interesting because it felt like there was that kind of dynamic between, particularly at the beginning when he's like, I like to fight around.
At the end, when they reconcile.
Yeah, like it seemed to be really playing up on kind of the
if you think about it, terrible message. Like, just an absolutely terrible message.
Well, I think our fans are taking selfies outside the mashup.
This is
also, I don't think anybody
hilarious.
Can hear you.
This is really cool.
This is literally
hilarious. I think we're just live streaming it, right?
Yeah, this is quality stuff.
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious.
Yeah, this is
Richard, you're not part.
This is what our friends
do.
You're not
even
here
you to have
your pictures.
Yes.
By the way, this is going on the podcast.
I'd like to point out all of them have been on the show before.
That's right. It's hard to be a celebrity.
Wow, that's funny.
I had a great point to make about this. Isn't that kind of about encouraging an abusive relationship then? Oh my God, there's something wrong with the Lego Batman movie. It actually encourages dysfunctional relationships.
In some ways. I mean,
somebody's speechless. So
no, it's fine.
Domestic violence is fine.
No. The point you're making is
fine. I want to make sure that your point is clear.
But isn't Batman like dysfunctional? Isn't that also kind of?
I mean, the whole point is Batman's dysfunctional in all of his relationships, and thus he overcomes them in the end.
Right. So they can continue fighting with each other.
Well, yeah.
Seems like a bad message.
Yeah, that's the message. I mean, Batman and Joker always continue fighting each other.
Yeah, but in this way, you're talking about them as a relationship. I think it changes the
dynamic. Well, Clock is.
Right, and you said that it applied here in the movie.
It struck me. Yes.
Much like the Joker strikes Batman.
That is the strongest backpedal I've ever It struck me.
Yeah. I just found it interesting.
How about this one?
All right.
I'm not going to give you who's saying it.
Okay, so this is you then.
I'm thinking you might guess. Quote, Batman is easily my most favorite character besides Spawn. End quote.
Oh, gosh. Is that Todd McFarlane?
It is indeed Todd McFarlane. Fair foul.
It's totally fair because it captures Todd McFarlane's complete self-love.
Yes, it is the most McFarlanist thing.
And also, I'm not sure Spawn is that different from Batman to say that they're two different characters.
Spawn's a black man.
Can you tell that?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
We may be critiquing that in a book we write.
Possibly.
Yeah.
In a book we're writing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's fair because it's very McFarlane-y.
Yes.
But that anybody would put Spawn and Batman in the same sentence.
Yeah, he's the only one that would do that.
Probably
so it's fair in its foulness.
In the same book. Forget sentence.
It's fair in its foulness. So I've got another one. This is from Forbes.
Yes.
So kind of talking about the struggles with Warner Brothers and the DC Universe.
Yes.
Talking about Lego Batman. The film is, barring inexplicably poor legs, a critically acclaimed would-be blockbuster for the Dream Factory. That's what they're calling the Warner Brothers. More importantly, is a strike against the popular notion that Warner Brothers should be defined entirely by the fate of their live-action DC film universe.
So it's letting them off the hook for their bad.
It's basically saying
films?
The idea that Warner Brothers is in trouble because the DC movie universe is in trouble, ignore successes like Lego Batman, talks about Fantastic Beasts and where to find them, that of their various sort of genres, like the DC universe, Fantastic Beasts, the Lego movies, I can't remember what else. All the other ones are really successful, just the DC universe is a hot mess. And so the idea
and,
that...
And so what? Like, yes, Warner Brothers makes good films, except for superhero films.
Right.
And even Lego Batman's not a superhero film, right?
True.
It's a Lego film.
It's a Lego film.
So you can, even that is not, like...
Right, but he's basically saying we have this idea that Warner Brothers is being defined only by the DC Universe's failures.
Right.
Their other successes are being ignored.
I think that's fair. Like, they make good movies. They just don't make good superhero movies.
No, they don't.
I mean, and also, the pretty big failures. Like, they promote these... things
well,
at one.
They've all Suicide Squad and Batman v Superman did great box office. They were just critically eviscerated.
They're terrible
right.
films.
But that's the thing.
Yeah. But they made a ton
small.
Of money.
Yeah.
No, agreed. But like I know you want to gauge quality.
No, I'm saying from Warner Brothers Studio, they made bank.
No,
Did they?
I think that's
based off the advertising budget and whatnot, did they actually make money?
I think they did, yeah. They made
it's a fair quote, I think.
Yeah.
But it kind of misses it feels like it's trying to let them off the hook.
Yeah.
And that's foul, because they've not made good films.
No, no. And considering that Matt Reeves apparently walked out of negotiations to direct the new Batman movie, they're now looking for a third director.
Yeah,
it's not going to get better anytime soon.
No, it usually gets better on your fourth or fifth director.
Well, they also...
Is that the rule in Hollywood?
Well, the quote was
like
that, you know,
dozen of directors
Warner Brothers came back and said that, you know, they could revisit, you know, the issue with Matt Reeves once temper's cooled. So it does not seem like the negotiations went well at all.
Like, temper's cool, like... They're not going to get any better.
So it just looks like Justice League is done filming, so that's in the can. That's going to be what
it
is.
In the garbage can. Yeah.
But I have a feeling after Wonder Woman and Justice League, particularly if Justice League does poorly, we're going to see a revamp.
I feel like they need to.
They need to. Like, the disaster that, you know, they can't get a director for Batman, they can't get a director for Flash. They now don't have, they may potentially not have Affleck as Batman.
You know what they would do if they were smart? They would hire two radio personality podcasters to reconstruct the entire universe.
Really?
Me and Patrick? Yep.
Because my version is going to be like the animated series, and yours is going to be like the awful serial.
No, we'll find a happy medium. But what we will not do is have Amy Adams.
Fair enough.
Excellent. We're agreed. You read The Dark Knight Returns, right?
Yes.
Fair or foul, quote, "The American conscience died with the Kennedys."
Oh.
That comes from Frank Miller.
That kind of implies that the Kennedys represented the American conscience, which I'm not sure they are sort of our banners for conscience.
Yeah.
It might have died, let's see, Jackson probably, you know, kind of hurt that American conscience a little bit.
John Smith? Can you go back to, like,
Jefferson,
pre-American history?
Yeah, Columbus.
What? Before we existed?
Columbus, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the American conscience is a bit...
It's a happy thought
sullied.
That it once existed.
Yeah.
It probably did.
There's a happy thought to end a show on President's
You know what? It did exist.
There may have been an American conscience at
You know what?
Point
it did exist. I'm pretty sure it was a Native American conscience.
Ouch.